My name is Tommy Tune, and I'm a big fan of entertainment. I guess it's existed as long as people have gathered together to take time out from their everyday lives. All it requires is an audience and, well, maybe some talent. Today, there's entertainment on every side to suit every taste, with so many stars one can hardly keep track. Imagine then a time when for more than 5 years, one small girl could grip the attention of an entire movie-going world, could be adored by the high and the mighty, and by millions of ordinary folk. Because of her, tens of thousands of kids, including yours truly, were sent to tap classes. It happened in Hollywood. And it happened not so long ago.
It was a matter of being the right person for a very special time. And yet, it was much more. Before and since, there was never anyone else quite like her. She was the child star loved by an entire world. Her name was Shirley Temple. For 4 years in a row, from 1935 to 1938, Shirley Temple was the number one box office star in Hollywood. She was even more popular than Clark Gable, Robert Taylor, and Gary Cooper. Because of her films, her studio, Fox, was saved from bankruptcy.
She had this natural charm and this great charisma that came out on the screen.
An ordinary day becomes a holiday when I'm with you.
Shirley had this wonderful, vibrant spontaneity. And she had it in her singing, she had it in her dancing, and she had it in her acting. And that was what made her so wonderful.
She was a product of the Great Depression. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt recognized her appeal when he said that it was a splendid thing that for just 15 cents, Americans could go to a movie and look at the smiling face of a little girl and forget their troubles.